Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, saints. Amen. This is the Spirit of Truth broadcast, and this is Pastor Barbara Burris. It is always indeed an honor to be in your homes, or whether you're traveling down the road or in your office, amen, or wherever you might be. Praise God, in order to give you the word of truth. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank God for what he's doing and what he's about to do. We are starting the series of the teaching of Psalms. We're going to go through the book of Psalms. Praise God. Amen. We're going to learn some history behind the Psalms. Amen. And who wrote the Psalms. Praise God. Amen. And praise God. The various reasons for writing the Psalms. Each Psalm, amen, that is utilized today, amen, is utilized because somebody wrote them in the olden time, praise God, in order to appease, in order to soothe, amen, the soul, amen, praise God. So we know, amen, that Psalms, amen, are the books of songs, but they have poems in them, and also they have prayers. They are songs, amen, and some of them are psalms of prayer, amen, and some of them are songs of praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Worship, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And poems, amen. So we understand that throughout the years and the many generations that passed by, amen, in reference to the Jews and Christians, amen, we have always relied on the comfort of Psalms in their times, amen, of need. Praise God. So, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, we praise you. We give you glory. We shabbat you. We thank you for what you're doing today. We step out on faith. This is a faith-based, amen, ministry, and we step on faith, amen, knowing that, God, you are the author and the finisher of our faith. So, God, we ask you, Lord God, to heal those that need healing, those that need deliverance, those that need salvation. Let them come to the foot of the cross, amen, where they might be saved, amen. Praise God, in the name of Jesus. I bind up Lucifer and his tricks and traps, and I ask that God would stand forth in me, that he would be magnified in me through these teachings, amen, and the word of truth would stand forth, amen, like never before. Praise God, in the name of Jesus. So we know that the Jews, amen, used the Psalms as well as the Christians, amen, in times of worship as well as, amen, songs, amen, as well as the poems, as well as the prayers, and as well as the praise. So, amen, these chapters give comfort to our souls. Amen. Anytime that you want comfort, you're going to want comfort for your soul. Amen. The flesh, amen, gets its comfort if it's bruised or injured through the healing. Amen. Praise God. But the soulish man resides in the inward man, in the inward part of our bodies. Amen. Praise God. Along with the spirit. Amen. And the soulish man, amen, feel trauma more than any part of our body. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. The soul, amen, is what, amen, a lot of the Psalms, psalmist wrote about concerning how to get relief from the troubles of the soul. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And the soul itself houses the seat of the emotions, the desire, the will, the conscience, amen, praise God, the reason and the logic, and thank you, Jesus, our thinking, amen, thank you, Jesus, it houses, amen, the things, the places, amen, the people, the surroundings, amen, our conversation of people, amen, and their intent, amen, the soul literally searches out those things as far as conversation with people, as far as their intents concerning the relationship, amen, and as far as, amen, the people and what they're doing, the world events. You know, we're concerned about world affairs. And not only are we concerned about world affairs, but God is concerned about the world issues itself. He didn't leave out not one portion, amen, of, amen, the Bible, amen, in order to teach us, amen, what we need to do in order to survive. He's a God, amen, that called us man, amen, to triumph in victory because of the things that the enemy has done. So God is concerned with every portion of our lives because our lives, amen, need to be maintained. Our soulish man need to be maintained by God. So, amen, the Psalms give us comfort. Amen, praise God, in the time of need. Praise God. I have a saying that I always say, that my soul make her boast in the Most High God. So what I'm doing is literally saying that all times that I magnify God, I shabak him, I believe in him, I trust in him throughout, amen, the things that I have to encounter in life. Because this is, amen, a way of living. Amen. Praise God. So the soul was needed in order to keep us and maintain us. Amen. Praise God. But the soul had gotten damaged. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So the psalmist, amen, was writing, amen, for the comfort to the soul, for deliverance, amen, from all the trials and tribulations and the suffering and the enemy itself, amen, for healing and for salvation and for restoration. Excuse me. The psalmist said, he restored my soul. He needed me, amen. Thank you, Jesus, which is the soulish ram and the spirit in the path of righteousness. And amen, praise God. Amen, praise God. And what God had literally did, amen, when the psalmist was writing this, he was arriving from an emotional, ethical way, amen, concerning the morals and the ethics of our life, because he had gone through, amen, something, and I won't teach on that until I get to that page, but, amen, there is a way of moral ethics, amen, praise God, social ethics, amen, praise God, that our soulless ram, amen, must abide by in order to stay intact with God. Your soulless ram cannot be connected to God or stay connected to God if you're doing all the unrighteous things. So, amen, the Psalms, amen, gave us, amen, hope, amen, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. The soul in itself, it houses the inward man. Amen. The man, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. The soul in what Satan, amen, is after. He's after the soul. That's why he keeps us oppressed in the soulless realm. That's why we have so many traumas and so much suffering in the soulless realm. Amen. Praise God. We have it in the flesh. Our flesh goes through. If we get a bruise or get a cut or be shot or anything, it will affect us, amen, because the flesh man houses the inward man, and the inward man houses the soulless ram and the spirit. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So the soulless ram needs to be connected. Satan wants us, amen, to literally give our souls over to him so that he can use, amen, her, amen, and souls mean her, amen. Souls literally mean her. It's not a he, but it's a she. Amen. Praise God. Even in male and female, it is a she. Praise God. Amen. He's after those strangers in order to fight against God. Amen. In the soul, amen, and the realm that, amen, praise God, praise God, that we are in and supposed to have walked in from the time of creation, the soul houses treasures that are beneficial for, praise God, thank you, Jesus, informing us, amen, about our lifestyle, how we should live, how we should love God, how we should keep the commandments of God, how we should, amen, be, amen, praise God, in obedience, amen, to those commandments so that we can keep our soul intact with God. And what Satan did, amen, with Job, God had literally told Job, amen, praise God, amen, in essence, amen, these trials and things that he's going through, amen, literally they're going to last just a short time. But God had told Satan at the beginning of his trials with Job, you can do everything that you want to Job, but don't touch his soul. Because his soul is what a seat of his emotion was, the reasoning and the logic, amen, amen, and his connection to God. So if Job would have lost his connection to God, then he wouldn't have had nothing to defend himself. When his friends came before him and began to tell him that you must not be of God, or you had fallen some kind of way doing false accusations. So, excuse me. So Job, so being connected to God, amen, he had that divine relationship with him. And so when the enemy came in with all those false accusations, they could not tear down the seat of his emotions. They could not tear down his five senses, because he had his mind and his reason and his logic together that he would not, amen, turn his back on God like his wife said, curse God and die. Because he know that literally the emotions, amen, thank you, Jesus, and the relationship that he had with God would stem from that soulless realm. So God had Satan not to touch him, to let Job stay, his soulless realm stay intact. Amen, praise God. But we today, Satan has gone, amen, and he's literally gone beyond the will of God, amen, doing wickedness to God's people. A lot of people say, well, Satan can't do nothing, not listen, he asked God. No, Satan will do, and then he'll talk to God and tell a lie to God and say it was her and not him. I've been there, praise God, and I can teach on what I know, praise God. So the soul, amen, is a her. And when the Bible say, amen, in the book of Revelation, Jesus is the bridegroom, and he's coming back to get his bride. Well, he's coming back to get the soul, amen, praise God. He don't want the flesh, amen. Remember the Bible say the flesh is going to go back to where it came from, but that soul and that spirit got to go back to God because it come from God, and it was connected to God. It's a spiritual and supernatural thing that we are in, amen, and we must understand how to maintain not only, amen, praise God, our salvation, amen, but to keep, amen, total deliverance in there so that we can go from dimension to dimension, amen, because we are kingdom children. We are royal priesthood and a holy nation, and so we walk in kingdom principles. So we need the soul to stay connected to God. But Satan is on the rampage, and he's trying to do everything he can to destroy God's people. So the thing that he works on is the soul. Hear me now. He works on the soul, the seat, amen, what emotions are. Praise God, what your wills, your desires, your reason, and your logic, your five senses, amen. All the inward man, how this is, amen, praise God, and this is what Satan works on. So we as the body of Christ, amen, begin to pick up the Psalms, amen, in order for our soul to get some rest, in order to please our soul, in order to appease us, amen, from what the enemy is doing. Now, he does that in the spirit realm, amen, and you can't see what's going on above you. I was just laying in bed, and amen, praise God, and getting me some rest, and all of a sudden, I seen a pair of man pants going up, amen, up high in the heavens. Those were demons that were set on assignment. They transformed themselves. They transform themselves, and one of the things that they try to do is transform themselves so that you can desire or lust after them or want to be a part of them. Amen. Praise God. So God, amen, wants the soul to stay intact. Amen. And so the soul has testimonies. Amen. It literally testified, praise God, about what you have experienced in life, and what God has come through and brought you out of, the many afflictions, the many sufferings that you had to go through. Our soul must return back to God. The soul is called a her, and she is married to Christ. She is Christ's bride, and Christ is the bridegroom. Our souls are tied to Christ, amen, in a world called, amen, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. In a word called, amen, soul ties. We are soul tied to God, and Satan wants to sever that soul tie, amen, from our relationship to God, amen, while we are yet still in the world, so that we will no longer, amen, serve God. And that's why in the Bible, the seven churches, amen, of Asia Minor, where John go in and tell them what God said, that you must return back. One of them said that you must return back to your first love. Well, your soul is the one that has been in disarray. Your soul is the one that has lost its relationship with God. Amen. And the spirit, amen, gets corrupted right along with it. The soul begins to do things that it shouldn't do, and it aborts, amen, that relationship, and then you're no longer tied into God, but you're tied into Satan. And one of the things that he tried to do is to try to make you lust after him, to make you love him, even though his wickedness is seen. And then when you see his wickedness and you say, well, that's not right. I'm not supposed to do that like that. Well, you tied into him, and then when you tied into him, you cannot release yourself from that wicked that he's doing and causing you to do, because your soul is not knitted into him. Amen. And so he has control. So we as the body of Christ must turn back to our first love. Thank you, Jesus. And our relationship, it lies deep into God, even to his love for us. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So that in essence that it was so great that when Adam and Eve literally lost their soul and spirit, amen, to relationship with God. And in the Garden of Eden, praise God, God sent forth a plan for us to, amen, again be married to him. He told Israel, he said, come back to me, return back to me, you backsliding. Amen, praise God, because you are married, amen, to me. He said, I'm married to the backslider, those, amen, that have went and put their souls in trust with Satan, and Satan cannot do anything but to destroy the soul. The more you love Satan, the more, amen, he makes you self-destruct, amen. He won't touch you in essence so much, amen, praise God, with the outward man, because he want to use it, but he'll tear that soul up, so that you will self-destruct, amen. He'll cause you to self-destruct yourself and your children and everybody that's around you. So the soul, amen, this relationship and the spiritual relationship that Adam and Eve lost with God, God set forth a plan, amen, and that plan, amen, was to redeem mankind, amen, praise God, back to Jesus Christ, who is the bridegroom. And that plan was to redeem our souls and spirit out of the dark world, out of the hell, amen, that Satan has put us in, amen, and to cause us to be literally made solid, to be restored back, so that our soulish man will not adhere to Satan's words and his lies. Amen. Satan works with lies to the soulless realm. And we can't hear him talk hourly, but at the same time, we can see the results by the things that we do, because we know that you didn't want to go out there and have sex, but you went out there anyway. Satan is ordering you to do that. He's causing you to do that because he's messed up your soul. And then not only that, the messing of that, praise God, in that way, but he causes your soul to walk in total obedience to him, because now, amen, he's yoked you. Amen. And when he yoked you, you can't get away from him, not unless you have been laid out, prayed and fasted and trust and believe in God for that total deliverance. Amen. So God had to restore Adam, amen, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. In essence, amen, throughout the generations, his seed, amen, praise God, they had to be restored back to, amen, God, amen. And what God did with the perfect plan was brought in Jesus. But before Jesus came, amen, every seed that was born of Adam and Eve that was corrupt, God did not claim it. But he claimed, amen, Abel and Seth and Enoch, amen, and all of those, because they had the perfect gene in them that would produce a pure race of people, amen, in order for the soulless realm not to, amen, be messed up, the spirit man not to be messed up. It's a supernatural and it's a spiritual thing. It goes into in-depth, amen, but it has to be restored back so that, amen, praise God, it would bring forth Jesus, who was the one that literally brought in the new generation, the new organism of people. Thank you, Jesus, that would not bow down to Satan, Balaam, as I would say. Amen. But the soulless realm would be intact with God and reconnected back to God so that, amen, praise God, it would do the will of God and not adhere to the will of Satan. So, amen, Psalms, amen, is an expression that is so unique in sharing with others the power and authority that God has, amen, for us in the earth realm, amen, and in reference to our soul, amen. God is wisdom, amen, against the enemy, amen, and what the enemy is trying to do to us, he's able to restore us, amen, and our souls, amen, and to heal our souls, amen, and to deliver our souls from all the things and the things and the evil things that Satan had brought upon us, amen, in reference to affliction. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, this sinus is working with me today, but I need God, amen, more than the sinus, so I set it to the side. Praise God. And cause us to move, amen, thank you, Jesus. One of the things that he wants us to do is cause us to move away from God, amen. And once he pulls us away from God, then he's literally, amen, able to cause our soulless realm to follow him. He's after the soul. So the Psalms, amen, were written, amen, in order to edify, in order to, amen, cause the body to gain trust, amen, in the Lord, praise God, and what he has for us, amen, to cause us to have that faith to believe, amen, and cause us, amen, to trust in Christ, amen, thank you, Jesus, who died for us on the cross, amen, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, and the soul literally, amen, praise God, it discharges the emotions, amen, and it can lead us, amen, into a lot of error, praise God. If we don't, amen, thank you, Jesus, understand how to cause that soul to be disciplined. If you look at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, thank you, Jesus. They were thrown in the furnace, amen, of fire, praise God. Amen. And some people say it's the furnace of affliction. Amen. And with us, amen, no matter how hot, amen, it gets in our lifetime, amen, when our soulish man is back intact with God and it developed to the area that it trusts God in everything, amen, by faith, amen, thank you, Jesus, the enemy will see that God is in the midst, amen. Jesus was in the midst, amen, of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, amen, in that fiery furnace, amen, because he, amen, was literally there to protect, amen, their faith, their soul, and their belief in him, that it would not die and waver. We, as the body of Christ, our soulless realm, amen, it began to waver, it began to wonder, it began to doubt God, it began to point the finger at God, because this is a part of what Satan works with in order to do the things that he does in order for us to be separated from God. And once you're separated from God, it's hard to get back with him. Praise God. So these Psalms, amen, would go on to help us and to comfort us in desperate situations, in sorrow, and in sin. Yes, our soulless realm would commit sin at all times. Amen. Praise God. It teaches us who we are and to depend upon, amen, the Most High God, amen, and our dependency must totally be on him because he is above all the things that Satan does. He sits in the third heaven. Satan sits in the second heaven, amen, and God can see what Satan is doing to us and can help us, amen, with our souls to keep it intact. Most of all, it increases faith, amen. The soul, amen, in the inward man, in the inward part, amen, so that we will remember what God did for us the last time a problem literally arose in our life. Praise God. The soul, amen, praise God, will listen to the Psalms, amen. Psalms were comfort to Psalms were, amen, a melody, amen, a peace to us when we were tormented in our mind. Yes, the devil torments the mind. He tries to make us, amen, walk and believe and do what he wants us to do so in him so that we can literally be removed from the relationship with God. And thank you, Jesus. The 23rd Psalm is a well-known Psalms out of all of the books of the Bible. Amen. And the word Psalms comes from the Greek word I can't pronounce it, P-S-A-L-M-O-S, Psalmos. Amen. Which means a song while accompanied by a string instrument. The Hebrew refers to the Psalms as a song of praise. Praise God. These beautiful verses express the full range of human emotions. Amen. There it is again, that soulless lamb where the emotions reside, but are mainly meant to show praise to the Creator who is the unconditional, amen, lover of our souls, amen, and a provider for all comfort and joy to our Christian belief. Praise God. And then who wrote the Psalms? Amen. Many of the Psalms are said to be written by King David, but he is not the only author. Long before King David, Moses wrote Psalms, and that was Psalms 90. Thank you, Jesus. And then we go on to see facts about the Psalms and the books of Psalms. There are many interesting facts known about the Psalms and the book of Psalms. God, thank you, Jesus. The book of Psalms is the longest book of the Bible. The book of Psalms is also known as a psalmster. Praise God. There are 150 psalms in this collection. Amen. The psalms are used in both Christian and Jewish worship. Amen. Praise God. The psalms were composed over a period of approximately 1,000 years. Praise God. Psalms 117 with verse 2, amen, is the shortest psalm. Psalms 119 with 176 verses is the longest psalm. The book of Psalms is sometimes called a Bible within the Bible because it covers all of the major themes of the Bible story. Praise God. In the Bible, you can see, amen, from Genesis to Revelation, you can see psalms in it somewhere. Amen, because it covers, amen, and it supports healing and deliverance and joy, amen, and peace and restoration. It covers the history, amen, the genealogy and what had happened, amen, during that time and season, amen, and why it was written, amen, praise God. And it covers a wide variety of hope for the people, amen, because Psalms give hope. Jesus use quotes from the book of Psalms more than any other part of the Old Testament. Amen. The different types of Psalms in the books of Psalms. Praise God. Psalms were written for different purposes and expressed different emotions and desires. Amen. Praise God. The Psalms, amen, is general introduction to the book. Amen. Religious Psalms and meditation. And we're not walking in religion, so that's Christian psalms and meditation. Psalms, moody, amen, worship, singing and composing psalms. Some psalms were intended to express praise and thanksgiving to God. Some psalms were written to teach more and to provide exhortation. So, amen, if there is moral values in there, it's in reference to the soul. The psalms always connect to the soulless realm of man. Amen, praise God. In order for them to get, amen, praise God, peace, in order to begin to literally get, amen, joy, in order for them to, amen, be able to, amen, express their love for God, the soulless realm and the spirit, amen, expressing their love for God. Amen, praise God. And sometimes the writer felt a need to express patience for offenses that were committed. Amen, praise God. We need to learn how to be patient in our soulless realm. So the Psalms gave us hope to be patient, amen, and to wait on God, because, amen, God is true, and whatever he said, it will come to pass. Some writers wrote to tell parts of the story of God's relationship with the Israelites. Amen, praise God. There are many psalms of laments, amen, praise God, and that's literally lamentations, praise God. Some psalms foretell the coming of the Messiah, praise God. Then we look at the divisions of the books of Psalms. The book of Psalms is divided into five groups, such as of which correspond with the Pentateuch, first of five books of the Bible. Book 1, Psalms 1 through 41. Amen. It corresponds with literally to Genesis. Amen. In books chapter 2, amen, Psalms 42 through 72, it really corresponds to Exodus. In books 3, Psalms, amen, 73 through 89 correspond with the Leviticus. Amen, praise God. It literally corresponds with Leviticus. And books 4, amen, Psalms 90 to 106, it corresponds to Numbers. And book 5, Psalms 107 through 150, it corresponds with Deuteronomy. So the book of Psalms, amen, is also known as the Epistles of David, praise God. The most well-known psalms, the psalmist, amen, praise God, amen, and the psalms that most people know of and often literally by heart, amen, they retain it, is the 23rd chapter of Psalms. The Lord is my shepherd. This psalm is often taught in Sunday schools and often requested at funerals. Amen. Even though this psalm is associated with the passing of loved one, it is in fact a psalm about walking through the life, amen, that we have with God, amen, and not the devil. Praise God. The book of Psalms contains songs of praise that were written to be sung to music as a form of full human expression to God, the creator of all. They are rich and beautiful examples of the complete, amen, range of human emotions. Praise God. That goes back again to the soul. The Psalms is a helpmate for the soul. Amen. Praise God. When David had wrote 23rd chapter Psalm, amen, he was literally saying, amen, hallelujah, the Lord was his shepherd, praise God. Thank you, Jesus, and I give God the glory. Amen, praise God, and we're going to teach on that, but I'm just going to give you a little short, amen, little excerpt of it, amen. The Lord was my shepherd, I shall not want, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. During the time that David had written this song, he was in a need, amen, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, praise God. And he wanted assistance, amen, amen, because, amen, Saul was following him, amen, and so the men that followed him, amen, praise God, they were going through hunger. They had to be separated from their families, amen, and they went through many things. So I'm going to, amen, teach more on that. But he said, he's making me to lie down in green pastures. Amen, praise God. David was in the midst, amen, his enemies was all around, But God placed them in pastures that were green, that were suitable, amen, for comfort, amen, praise God. What David was saying, he didn't let me lie down in a dry and thirsty ground, a dry and thirsty land, but he put me in the midst where I can survive, amen, off the land. So I'm going to go in and I'm going to teach, amen. I'm going to start the teachings. I gave you the intro of it. Praise God, amen. Excuse me for my sinus attack today. I mean, praise God. But I just bless God, amen, for what he's doing. And we're going to learn about Psalms, amen, and learn how our souls need to embrace Psalms, amen, in the midst of our afflictions and our persecutions and our trials and tribulations. Because the devil is after the soulless realm. If he can destroy the soul or get it connected to him, hallelujah, praise God, then you won't have that relationship with God. I want you to be blessed and have a wonderful day in the Lord. Praise God.